Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 30th of August. It's also the 13th Sunday after Trinity. I'm Sarah, I'm the Vicar of St John's, and it's great to have you here. This Sunday, we're thinking a bit about evil and our response to it. Heather preached the storm in St John's today at the 10 o'clock, and I'm really looking forward to sharing the 4-minute version of her sermon, which she's done for this service today. St John's is a church community centred in Cardiff, but we have members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's today, having time with each other and having time with God. Wherever you are based, however you've found us, whether you're with us live on Catch Up on YouTube, whether you've dialed us on the phone on 029 20 101 565, whenever you are listening or watching, and for whatever reason, you are welcome here. It's good to have you with us. If you choose to put your first names and locations in the comments on YouTube, we'll try and welcome you personally. It also acts as a sign of who we're gathering here with today. There's no pressure to do so, though. And every week, sometimes people do put in their name and location, and we don't get the message. Sometimes that's just to do with your privacy settings. And last week, it was to do with our system not working desperately well. We didn't get a single message. The messages were coming through, but not reaching us. By and large, this technology works very well for us, and we seem to be back to normal. So who do we have online here today? Well, first up was Bjorn. Bjorn, it is wonderful to hear from you. Bjorn in Lübeck in northern Germany. Good afternoon, he says. I hope you had a good week, everyone. Greeting from Bjorn in Lübeck. And Bjorn, we want to say to you, on behalf of the whole St John's community, we hope your week was kind and gentle and good. We really do. It's great to have you with us. And at the end of today's service, we had some German visitors in, some from Berlin and some from Munich. So I was thinking of you as well as them when I was speaking to them. Next out of the gate is Tracy and her mum, Wendy. Tracy says, hiya, everyone. And I want to say, Tracy, it's great to have you and your mum with us. And I'm glad you went to the opticians and got that eye sorted out. Bless you. Really, really hope you're feeling a little better now. Heather joins us from Taftswell, my colleague, Reverend Heather. She says, hello from Taftswell. Hope everyone is having a good Sunday. The ducks must be having a good Sunday. It has just poured like a waterfall here. We do need it. And I was safe and dry and warm indoors. So that's okay. I wouldn't have wanted to have been caught outside of it. But Heather, it's good to have you with us. Addy says, hi, everyone. It's wet and windy afternoon here. The rain is much needed, though. Quite so. So Addy, good to see you. It really is. And then Ruth joins us. Ruth Livingston joins us from Cardiff. Hello, everyone, says Ruth. Ruth's been doing a lot of work for us these past couple of weeks because Ruth is a wonderful coordinator of things. And we've had workmen in. Scaffolders had to put the scaffolding up so that the electricians could go fix some of our lighting. When we turned the lighting on today, it was so bright. It was unbelievably good. But a lot of that comes down to Ruth. So we want to thank you, Ruth. We've got a little bit of video as well of the scaffolders being played off by Philip, our organist, at the end of this service. I can share that with you. Tracy just saying thank you to all of us for thinking of her. Now, you might be listening on the phone on 02920 101565. And if you are, it's great to have you with us. So hello to Iris and Jane, and to Ivy and Marilyn and to Helen. I don't think we'll say hello to Gail this week because Gail was in church with us. So if you are listening, Gail, twice in one day, well done for you. I also want to say hello to another Ruth and to Elsa in Powys in Radnorshire, who watches in Catch Up. Well, in the midst of this world, friends, with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and God's love for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us take a few moments to remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, here's the collect for today. And in fact, because I didn't have time to get anyone to record it, I'm going to read it for us. Almighty God, who called your church to bear witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, help us to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Today's reading comes from chapter 12 of the letter, St. Paul's letter to the Romans. And it was recorded for us today and read for us just ahead of the service by Janet.
Romans 12 from verse 9. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Thank you, Janet. Now here's Heather with her address.
Our reading today contains some of the most beautiful and challenging words in the New Testament. Paul speaks about genuine love, hospitality, patience, prayer, living in peace and blessing rather than cursing. And he ends with these memorable words, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. They sound simple, but they are not always easy to live by. We know something about evil, not just the big stuff, but the cruelty, prejudice, and hostility that can enter everyday life. We see it when people are excluded and judged unfairly. And when we encounter these things, it's easy to let them change us. When we are hurt, we may want to hurt back. When we meet anger, we may respond with anger. But Paul offers another way. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This doesn't mean pretending injustice doesn't exist or remaining silent when people are harmed. It means refusing to let hatred have the final word. And at the heart of all this is love. Paul begins, let love be genuine. Not love only for people who are like us or who we feel comfortable with. Genuine love is the love we see in Jesus Christ. Jesus crossed boundaries. He welcomed those others rejected. He saw people society preferred to ignore. And he gave his disciples this commandment, love one another as I have loved you. God's love isn't reserved for a select few. Every person is made in the image of God. Every person is worthy of dignity, compassion, and love. That is our calling as the church. Not simply to talk about love, but to practice it, to be a place of welcome, healing, and belonging. The cross reminds us that love is not weakness. Human beings responded to Jesus with violence and rejection, but evil did not have the final word. God's answer to death was resurrection. And evil still does not have the final word. Whenever we choose compassion over contempt, welcome over exclusion, and love over hatred, we overcome evil with good. So perhaps we can begin with the person in front of us, the stranger, the neighbour, the person who feels unwelcome. May our words and actions say, you are seen, you are loved by God, there is a place for you. For in a world where evil can seem so powerful, we are called to bear witness to a greater power still, the love of God, a love wide enough for everyone, deep enough to heal, and strong enough to overcome evil with good.
Thank you, Heather, and thank you for your wonderful sermon in the pulpit this morning. And so, having heard the word of God and having listened to an expounding of the word of God, let us now bring our concerns into the presence of God as we cry with our hearts the concerns that we have and offer them to God. And so, if you have anybody or any concern that you would like to name in the comments on YouTube, please feel free to put them there and we'll try to pray for your intention in this service. So, let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for all the blessings in our lives. We thank you for each other, this online community of St. John. And we thank you for the physical community of St. John's in central Cardiff. We pray for your blessing and your protection on each one of us. Hear us as we pray for the people affected by the floods in Nepal and Tibet at this time. We give you thanks too for firefighters and emergency services at this time of wildfires throughout Europe. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers, and amongst them Susan and Sylvia, Bibi and Emily. We pray for Marilyn and Abby and Rowan. And we pray for Nant in hospital. Hear us too as we remember those who have died and those who care for them. And so Elsa in Powys has asked us to pray for the husband of her Canadian cousin, Lois. So we commend Warren to God, and we pray that Lois may know of God's presence with her and her family at this time. We pray for your blessing too on Elsa. We commend Glenys' sister Rosemary to you, O God, and we pray for Glenys. And we commend Bjorn's mother into your loving care. And we pray for Bjorn, giving thanks for his presence with us in our community. And in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so let us pray the Lord's Prayer together in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. We say evening prayer each weekday, at 5 o'clock. It lasts around 15 minutes and it takes place on Zoom. Now, as this week contains Monday as a bank holiday in the United Kingdom, we won't be meeting on Monday, but we will meet from Tuesday through to Friday. If you'd like to join us, let us know. We'll send you the links. The links, incidentally, are also in our Saturday email. If you're not signed up and you'd like to get the email, just drop me an email and we'll make it so. This week, we also have our usual Friday noon Eucharist in St. John's. And next week, as usual, we'll be back at St. John's at 10 in the morning, on the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5, and Evensong returns at 6 in St. John's. However you join us, whenever you join us, it's great to have you with us. And each and every one of you is very much part of our community. And on that theme, I'd like to say hello to Myrta, who says, hello, everyone. I'm sorry for being late. You're not late. You got here when you could. And we'll also say hello to Paul, who usually joins us just north of Cardiff. And it's great to have you with us, Paul. So as we leave this service, here's God's blessing for each and every one of us. The God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. So we're going to end today with some photos. We've got some lovely photos because Heather was back with us. And in amongst those photos, you might see a flower arrangement. And if you look at it, it'll have the number 70 on it. That's because 70 years ago to the day, on the 30th of August 1956, Glenys, who still comes to church with us, came through our doors for the first time and rang the bells in our tower. She was a young girl, and now she's still with us all those years later. So we celebrated with her today, and Vanessa did some flowers, one of which had the number 70 in it, which is lovely. The other thing we did, we've had the electricians in, the scaffolders and the electricians, and Ruth took a video of them leaving. And as they were leaving, our organist, Philip, during the week, played them out with the sort of organ voluntary that the servers, the choir and the clergy process out of St. John's at the end of the service with. So you've got a minute of that as well. I hope you've enjoyed the service. I hope you'll be with us next week. We wish each and every one of you a blessed and holy and peaceful week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog Chi.